A Preserving Power, April 26. Ye are the salt of the earth. By these words of Christ we gain some idea of what constitutes the value of human influence. It is to work with the influence of Christ, to lift where Christ lifts, to impart correct principles, and stay the progress of the world's corruption. It is to diffuse that grace which Christ alone can impart. It is to uplift, to sweeten, the lives and characters of others by the power of a pure example united with earnest faith and love. God's people are to exercise a reforming, preserving power in the world. They are to counterwork the destroying, corrupting influence of evil. The work of the people of God in the world is to restrain evil, to elevate, to purify, and to ennoble mankind. The principles of kindness and love and benevolence are to uproot every fiber of the selfishness that has permeated all society and corrupted the church. If men and women will open their hearts to the heavenly influence of truth and love, these principles will flow forth again, like streams in the desert, refreshing all, and causing freshness to appear where now are barrenness and dearth. The influence of those who keep the way of the Lord will be as far-reaching as eternity. They will carry with them the cheerfulness of heavenly peace as an abiding, refreshing, enlightening power. Again, there is to be an open influence. Christ says, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven." The light that shines from those who receive Jesus Christ is not self-originated. It is all from the light and life of the world. Christ is the light, the life, the holiness, the sanctification, of all who believe, and His light is to be received and imparted in all good works. In many different ways His grace is also acting as the salt of the earth, whithersoever this salt finds its way, to homes or communities. It becomes a preserving power to save all that is good, and to destroy all that is evil. True religion is the light of the world, the salt of the earth. The fountain of grace and knowledge is ever flowing. It is inexhaustible. It is from this abundant fullness that we are supplied.